All living things use energy to maintain their metabolic processes and stay alive. Animals get the energy they need from the chemical energy contained in their food. Plants and single-celled algae, on the other hand, capture the energy of sunlight through the process of photosynthesis. This process takes carbon dioxide and water to manufacture sugars that store solar energy as usable chemical energy.
But things aren't as simple as what they taught you in biology class, Don. I know of an animal that can use solar energy to meet its needs.
Oh, come on, Yael. You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. In 2018, an international team of scientists published their surprising findings about a species of sea slug called Alicia chlorotica, found off the east coast of the United States and Canada. Alicia eats a type of brown algae. The photosynthetic machinery of the algae cells is contained in compartments called plastids. The slug doesn't digest these plastids. Instead, they continue to photosynthesize in the slug's body, working to supply it with energy.
I'm skeptical, Yael. Researchers know that other species of sea slugs store plastids too, but they think they're just holding them for later digestion.
Don, the new study showed that Alicia can live for 8 months on nothing but sunlight. It also showed that this species turns on special genes that keep the plastids from being digested and that make use of their photosynthetic products.
Wow. I can see why this is important. It will help researchers trying to develop artificial photosynthesis as a way for humans to harness solar energy.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.